You said the 12, and I had like 8 of my fingers. I was like,
they failed. Tax collector.
He took my money. Give me my money back.
He took me.
Come on, no.
3, 2, 1.
Didn't pick the rich, the famous, the powerful. He picked fishermen, tax collectors. And why? Why is that? Because the kingdom of heaven is near and God uses the unexpected. Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college young adult life and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
I'm Marlon.
And I'm Jose.
Woo-hoo! Perfect.
There you go.
Let's just dive into it. Matthew 10, verses 1 through 4 and 7. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. As you go, this is verse 7, as you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Okay, so we, we just read how many names?
12.
Jose's counting.
I lost count somehow.
He says the 12 apostles. So
he said the 12, and I had like 8 of my fingers. I was like,
what are we?
Well, what is interesting about these people?
That they're not very.
They're random.
Good people.
They're randoms. Yeah, yeah. They're ordinary people. Are they rich?
No. Well, no. You could say Matthew kind of was.
Matthew was. But what was the thing about Matthew that made him like not liked?
He was an outcast.
What?
He was a tax collector,
He
took my money. Give me my money back.
He took the Jews' money. So he was considered a traitor to the Jews. Mm-hmm. And that's why they didn't like him.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you ever felt like you are inadequate?
Yeah, I could say so.
Yeah?
Like inadequate.
Like sometimes it's like they give you a job and you have no training in doing it. Let's say.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, explain it.
No.
Okay.
Nah, they put me at work. They put me to do stuff. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah, and you're all confused, like, and you're like, can I even do this job?
Yes. Okay. Answering the phone calls. They wanted me to start doing that. I was like,
that's not even that bad.
You haven't even taught me how to use this machine, bro. I don't even know where the stuff is. Like, what do you mean you want me to do that? It's like, if there's nobody there, answer the phone call. I was like, I'm gonna say I'm gonna put it on you, and I'm just gonna hang up because I don't know what to do.
No. I also don't like phone calls, though. I don't know. I get some, like, I guess I haven't been trained to talk on the phone, and then sometimes it's like I don't understand what the person on the other side is saying, and then I get nervous, and I just, I'm like, maybe not. I don't know. Do you experience that?
I work. They put me, like, if they have a pickup or to order, you just got to say, hello, welcome, how may I help you? And they tell you. Sometimes you can't hear, so you got to, like, but no, whenever my mom, whenever your parents would tell you, hey, can you call to do this real quick? And I would be like I'd be like, hello. And then they'll ask me, it's like, okay, what's your date of birth? And I was like,
my date of birth?
I was like, I don't know. It's like, what are you calling for? I was like, oh, my mom said I got it. And they're like, oh, wait, wait. I was like, I don't know.
Well, I understand
that. There's a discount. Oh, I'm out. No.
I agree. Well, imagine these 12 disciples. They felt inadequate. They were fishermen, and it only talks about certain professions. So, like, the fisherman, the zealot, the tax collector. The Bible doesn't really explain the others' profession. But one thing is for sure. When they were doing all those tests to see if they could get into, like, under a rabbi's education, they failed. They failed real bad, and they had to not be a student. Instead, they had to go find regular jobs. Yeah. So they were regular people, just like you, and me.
No.
Regular people. I mean,
Speak for yourself.
Same old, time old.
Exactly. So, and then Jesus literally tells them, what does verse 7 say? As you go, what?
Proclaim this message.
The kingdom
of heaven is at.
Is near. That's literally what they say. And they're like, wait, Jesus, we've only just started following you, remember? So
I was literally on the boat yesterday fishing.
I don't know if yesterday was, but like they had barely months or something. They like Jesus had just started. Like the most recent disciple was who?
Matthew.
Matthew was the most recent disciple. So from being hated because he was a traitor to his people, now he had to go share the gospel, tell them that Jesus loved them, and he was going to be rejected.
Yeah.
So it's not interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you think they were scared?
I think so, yeah.
Would you be scared?
100%.
Why?
Because, okay, if I put myself in like their shoes, like the fishermen, mm-hmm. like they're together, just them two, mm-hmm. you know, doing their own thing, not really speaking to people. Then they send me out here to talk to like hundreds of people. Yeah. You think I'm gonna be out there like, oh yeah, no. Let's do this. No, but no, I'm just gonna be in the corner like. Like, so what y'all doing over here? Like,
Jesus over there, y'all can go to him.
Jesus over there. That man right there can answer all your questions. Me, I'm just here.
I'm just a follower for real.
But you know what's interesting? Not only did Jesus call them by name,
yeah.
and like. Knowing what their profession was, they were still chosen by Jesus. Mm. But what does it say that Jesus also gave them? It's
verse 1.
Yeah, verse 1. What does it say that Jesus was like gave them?
Authority.
Authority to drive out what?
Unclean spirits, to cast them out.
And heal every disease and sickness. Affliction. So ordinary people were given power by the one and only God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
So imagine if Jesus came to you and was like, Marlon, go do this. Me? Me? That's literally the first reaction you would have. It's like, imagine regular people.
Are you talking to me?
Exactly. Like being Jesus telling them, like, imagine if you were one of the 12 disciples, Jose. Okay, Jose, now you can cast out demons and heal people. What would be your reaction?
Demons?
You want me to go talk to those people that have
that
demons?
That lady over there? That lady, that homeless lady over there?
Literally. Imagine. So God calls you, and then he gives you the power. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Because we sometimes feel like we are inadequate and we don't have the power or the word. Sometimes it's like, you're like, okay, I know what I believe in, but I don't know how to share it. Yeah. Or I don't know if I will be rejected, or I don't know what will happen. Mm-hmm. Jesus literally told those 12 disciples, who then he later calls, in verse 1, he calls them disciples. Verse 2, he calls them apostles, which apostle means that you're literally being sent out. They were messengers. Mm-hmm. He tells them, as you go, share that the kingdom is near.
Yeah.
Maybe you are out there and you still haven't really decided on what you think about Jesus. Or maybe people have told you who Jesus is, but you are like, but I have so much going on in my life right now that Jesus will probably frown upon. When I tell you that Jesus is calling you right now, right now, you don't have to be perfect, Jose, do you?
No.
Are you perfect, Jose? Close to it. He's thinking
Don't put me in the spot.
Marlon, are you perfect?
Perfectly broken.
Yeah. And Jesus still chose me, Jose, and Marlon.
Yeah.
And even though we are not ready, or we are not who Jesus is, he can still touch us, heal us. Use us.
Yes.
Exactly. So if you are out there asking that question, if you are wondering if you should follow Jesus, but you are not the person that you think you need to be, I'm telling you, you don't have to change right now. God will equip you as you go. Along the way, just become a follower of Jesus. Become his disciple. Learn who he is by reading his word. And then things will fall into place. It doesn't guarantee you an easy life, a comfortable life. It doesn't. But like we said last episode, it guarantees joy. Because you, you're not living for yourself anymore.
No.
You have a purpose, and that purpose is only given to you by Jesus.
Amen.
So we will see you next week. We will continue talking about those things that people are afraid to ask.
Yes.
That's what ADAW is for. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, ADAW Podcast. Yes. Also, you can find us on Facebook and other different content from lifeword.org on Facebook. There you go. That's what I meant. And if you are interested in knowing more about how you can follow Jesus, how you can become one of his followers, go to follow.lifeword.org. And if you want to do it in Spanish, you can also do follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Next week.